Hey there, dreamer. Welcome to the Dreaming with Purpose podcast. My name is Jacqueline Malouk, and I'll be your dream weaver as we dive into why dreaming matters and how to break the cycle of mediocrity. This is a show for passionate and creative entrepreneurs who want to make their dreams a reality and create a positive impact. You will hear from business owners who have been where you are now and have found a way to make their big dream come true. This is where your dreams take shape and you find the confidence to pursue your vision with your whole heart. Have you been feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, scattered, unqualified, inexperienced, nervous, and maybe even sometimes fearful? You know deep in your soul you were created to do something spectacular, but you have hundreds of ideas bouncing around in your head, constantly distracting you from accomplishing even the simplest tasks. Well, I've got a treat for you. In today's episode, we are diving into what dreaming with purpose really means and how you can feel good about dreaming again. Some people describe purpose as this one tangible mission, but my take on it is a little bit different. I believe purpose encompasses several key elements and is best served when it becomes a lifestyle. Your purpose is the compass for guiding your business, and because the seasons of your business can feel like a constantly shifting, evolving state, it is important to have a rock-solid foundation that becomes stronger as your business grows. Dream Team Academy has a system to help make purpose discovery for your business easy. For clarity's sake, during the remainder of this episode, when I say you, I am referring to your business or your brand. We believe that the sum of your business purpose is found in knowing who you are, what makes you different, who you serve, who are your clients or customers, how you serve them, what are your offers, and why it matters. Let's check it out together. First, discover your business core values. These may not be exactly the same as your personal core values, but they will not be contradictory. If they are, you are likely experiencing frustration and confusion, along with the inability to make confident decisions. I have shared the importance of values in some of our other episodes. Since knowing them clearly is the first crucial step toward your purpose discovery, I'll link those episodes in the show notes. If you haven't had a chance to listen or you want to go back and refresh, you'll be able to do that. Next, identify your superpowers. Yep, you've got them. Before you call me crazy or think I'm going woo-woo, hear me out. I believe that every human on earth has a special set of skills, talents, gifts, and abilities they were given from the moment they were conceived. That unique combination was granted to each of us so that we can share, so that we can love, care for, and serve each other. These special powers leave clues and are a key element in your purpose discovery. Write yours down and ask yourself how they help your business purpose. If you need some help, start by thinking about how your business serves your clients. What do they rave about? Your best reviews will give you some hints. Now that you know your business core values and superpowers, you should have a pretty solid idea about who your business is. Yes, I did just refer to your business as a person. It's easier to introduce our businesses to the world when we know who they are. Next, think about your client. Who are they? The most important thing about your ideal client is this. You must believe that they are 100% for you. Know that they are your number one fan. Remind yourself that they get stoked for whatever you create. They want to sign up for whatever you are putting out. They want to buy whatever you're selling. They think everyone should know about you, and they want to shout your brand from the mountaintop. It is amazing what a changed mindset can do for your confidence, and confidence creates a safe space for you to do business. The next one is easy, your offers. What are you offering your customers? Grab a piece of paper and jot down all of the products or services that you have to offer onto one list. Write out every item. Leave no add-on unmentioned. Finally, let's talk about benefits. If you remember the last element for purpose discovery, the prompt is, why does it matter? This refers to the benefits your offers provide to your clients. Why does what you have to offer matter to your client? What problem are you solving? I know this is a lot to soak in. As you have heard me say many times, purpose is the foundation for your business, and your true purpose will get stronger as your business grows. The second part of this episode is all about how you can activate your purpose and make your dreams come true. But in the interest of keeping things short and digestible, this episode is going to be continued.
That's it for this episode.
I know it can feel lonely when dreaming alone, so I want to let you know I'm always here for you and would love to hear what's going on in your dreams. Feel free to connect with me on Facebook and Instagram at Dream Team Academy. Academy is spelled with an IE instead of a Y. So that's Dream Team ACADEMIE. For show notes and other fabulous perks, visit dreamteamacademy.com and message me there. My dream is to help as many entrepreneurs as possible, but I need your help to do that. So please feel free to share with your friends. Thanks so much for tuning in, and until next time, dream on.